This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
We're all living through an historic time, but what will future generations know about the COVID-19 pandemic? How will they learn about it in school or on a trip to a museum? Archivists and historians are wondering the same thing. But before they get answers, they need artifacts on what we're all living through. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey wanted to understand what this might look like, so she asked one woman to open her journal.
Tuesday, March 17th, work from home / quarantine / social distancing day one.
Samantha White's been logging her days in a gray notebook.
Watched so many corona-related press conferences.
Public health and safety are the number one priority, and you can see that reflected in the decisions.
Today, the city shut down all restaurants and bars and banned all events with over 10 people until May 1st. It's nuts. Who knows what else is to come? Spent some time working and playing with the dogs in the backyard as a thunderstorm rolled in. Finally clocked out around 6:30.
Samantha's always been a regular journaler, so when the pandemic started, she thought, I should really be writing this down. What she's eating, doing, thinking. Suddenly, the mundane became, well, important to keep track of.
We knew it was a historic moment. We've never seen anything like this in most of our lifetimes.
Madeline Moya is an archivist with the Austin History Center. Last month, she and her colleagues put out a call. Send us your writings, your photos, your videos about living through the COVID-19 pandemic. Cultural institutions across the country, places like the Smithsonian National Museum of American History, are doing the same, collecting what soon could become COVID-19 artifacts.
We wanted to get it now while it was happening before, you know, the memories faded and people moved on to trying to recover.
The Austin History Center now has a webpage where you can upload what you want to donate. It can be in any language. And if you can't decide what to send, diaries, says Moya, are great.
So that we can kind of hear an inner monologue of how people are coping and what they're hoping for and what they, you know, hope they can recover.
Tuesday, March 24th. Quarantine / social distancing / work from home / shelter in place day 8. Woke up at 5:30 this morning. Unable to go back to sleep. Started work early. Ended up taking a shower in the middle of the day, which made me feel better. Also decided to do my work phone calls while walking around the neighborhood, which also made me feel better.
It's a strange exercise listening to someone read their journal. I mean, would you let me read your journal? I try to imagine listening to Samantha's voice while walking through a museum exhibit. An exhibit about the COVID-19 pandemic, years, maybe even decades from now.
Finished the workday, made a drink, watched Steph's gender reveal on Facebook Live. What a weird way to do that. She's having a boy.
What might our grandkids think of all this? I don't know. But then Samantha says something that reminds me of what feels so strange during this time. How in order to stay safe, sometimes we have to deny our instincts.
Walked the dogs, found out the neighbor's husband died on Friday. It's very strange to receive news like that from 6 feet away and not be able to hug the person telling you. I felt awful.
There's a progression that I recognize in Samantha's journal, because I think many of us have been through this same cycle of emotions. In the beginning, we had questions. This still felt novel.
Got the go-ahead yesterday to work from home for the time being. Who knows how long it'll last, which is super weird.
Days later, Samantha talks about feeling grateful. Grateful to still have a job. She works for a local pharmacy. Grateful she's still getting along with her husband.
I would imagine lots of couples are struggling through so much together time, but we have yet to annoy one another somehow.
But by day 17, Samantha starts writing about being sad, about feeling overwhelmed and anxious, not knowing how long this will last. Here she is on day 24.
Woke up not feeling well. Ate cinnamon rolls for breakfast. Had a very short, thankfully, panic attack. Felt like everything was crumbling around me.
Moya from the Austin History Center says just the act of documenting life can be cathartic. But Samantha disagrees. She says as the days go on, tallying what she's been doing gets harder.
It's weird to keep writing when every day is the same. Not much differentiating day from day right now.
Above all, this virus takes a toll on the body. But even if you don't know someone who's sick with or who's died of COVID-19, this virus takes an emotional toll. The sameness, the uncertainty. Maybe that's what our grandkids will learn. But only if we draw it, paint it, or write it. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.